So at this time, I would like to introduce Al-Anon today's speaker, which is myself, Lori and Karen. Okay, so let the understanding, love, and peace of the program grow in you one day at a time. Have you ever been upset or worried about many, many things? That's how I entered and walked through the doors of Al-Anon. Even after 14 years, I can still sometimes be upset and worried about many, many things if I don't practice the principles of this program. Today, I'm going to share my experience, strength, and hope, and some of the tools of the program that have helped me grow and continue to help me grow. Let the understanding. My understanding before the program was failing over and over again and trying to change my alcoholic loved one into someone I wanted him to be. And this led to extreme frustration. And nothing was working. I was upset. I was worried all the time about many, many things. I was ready to call it quits on our marriage. But I went to an Al-Anon meeting and they suggested that I don't do anything for 6 months. So make any major decisions like that. So I didn't. I'm still in that marriage after 14 years to the same guy. So now I'm going to read from Path to Recovery, page 175, Tradition 5, because it better describes the things that I was going through when I walked through the door. Tradition 5 is, each Al-Anon family group has but one purpose, to help families of alcoholics. We do this by practicing the 12 steps of AA ourselves, by encouraging and understanding our alcoholic relatives, and by welcoming and giving comfort to families of alcoholics. Tradition 5 defines Al-Anon's primary purpose. Helping families of alcoholics is the sole reason for Al-Anon's existence. This tradition offers three guidelines to keep us on track and clear about why we are here. Practicing our own 12-step program, encouraging and understanding our alcoholic loved ones, and comforting people affected by another person's alcoholism. Many of us were accustomed to blaming the alcoholic for all our problems. Many of us spent years trying to get someone else while we were becoming progressively sicker ourselves. The idea of looking at our own lives, of practicing the 12 steps ourselves as a solution, can be incomprehensible. Experienced members understand this and gently turn us again and again toward ourselves until we begin to get better and want Al-Anon recovery for ourselves. Working the steps has the advantage of keeping us too busy to meddle with the alcoholic. Experience has shown that we actually help others best by taking care of ourselves first. It's like the safety instruction a flight attendant gives on an airplane. Put your own oxygen mask on first and then help children and those having trouble. In an alcoholic situation, it is equally important to remember to take care of our own well-being first. Perhaps the most challenging part of Tradition 5 is encouraging and understanding our alcoholic relatives. Though many of us come to Al-Anon to help an alcoholic, we often arrive filled with anger, disappointment, and resentment. To extend compassion to the person who is the reason for our membership in Al-Anon requires us to refer again and again to our own practice of the 12 steps. Fortunately, we're not alone. Other members, especially a sponsor, and our higher power help us to truly understand that alcoholism is a disease. We learn to detach with love, to hate the disease, but not the person, and to encourage the alcoholic in a new way. We may realize that in our desire to help the alcoholic get sober, our helping actually hindered him or her from experiencing the consequences of drinking and perhaps from desiring sobriety enough to change self-destructive behavior. For those of us with a tendency to advise, direct, control, we must learn To help without enabling. So that's how I came through the doors. And I was sick in my own ways of trying to control something. So therefore, step one, I admitted I was powerless over alcohol, and not just alcohol, but rather persons, places, and things, and that my life had become unmanageable. I started working with a sponsor first, and she had me read the Big Book. And the Big Book is where I, by Bill W., is where I really learned, that, and I never believed this, but when I read that, it's where I really learned it was a disease and actually got it in my heart, in my head, and that's where the compassion and the love started coming in. Didn't make it any easier at times, but at least I really believed that, and I think that was key. And it's whether or not the alcohol in our lives are drinking or not, because my qualifier, our whole marriage has not been a drinker, but the ism is still there. And when they're not in recovery, the isms come out in various ways. And then my isms come out. So that's where the understanding it helped with compassion. So I worked with my sponsors through steps 1, 2, and 3 in this recovery book. Then I started taking a fearless and moral inventory of myself. And then in Al-Anon, they talk about the 3 C's. I didn't cause it, I can't control it, and I can't cure it. But there's a 4th C that I can contribute to it. So working the 4th step, I found the various ways that I was contributing to it and the character defects. But I also found my assets, and I actually found myself. And I took a pickleball, I took up art, and I started focusing on my well-being. And I love the tools of the program. One of the tools is understanding the love of the program. It's a really gentle program, and gentle with myself as well as with others. I'm learning to love myself more and not be so hard on myself. That was one of my character defects, was just being really hard on myself. And then in step 2, in that process, I came to believe that I have power higher than myself could restore me to sanity. And step 3, turn my will and my life over to the care of God. One of the things that I really enjoy is the slogans, because they're quick, easy things, that tools that you can grab, like a mechanic grabs a tool. Well, the slogans, I had some printed out if any of you guys want to take some with you, because they're quick and easy tools to grab. Let go and let God. Sometimes it can be just, God, help. If I'm having a rough day, help. It might be several times a day. But that pause of just, maybe one of the slogans that I take up is think. Well, I have to think of what that stands for, and I'll have to go to it. And it's, is it, I think it's, is it thoughtful? Is it honest? Is it intelligent? Is it necessary? Is it kind? By the time I get through that, and if I don't know, then maybe I shouldn't say it. Or maybe I should, and that's where you check in with the higher power. Maybe I should be being more honest and speaking up more. I kind of got a new perception of God when I was working the program. It was more of an unconditional love. It wasn't based on what I did or didn't do. And that helped me to laugh at myself and some of my mistakes instead of being so hard. And that's what the grace with myself and gentle with myself as well as others. I play pickleball. When I first started pickleball like 6 years ago, I used to get mad if I made a shot and I'd hit myself really hard. And then I thought one day, why am I being so hard on myself? I work with another person and I go, that's okay, you'll get the next shot, don't worry about it. And so then I started being more gentle with myself. I might tap myself, but just to not to get be mad, but just go, it's okay. But the program taught me that to be more gentle, and that's one of the ways I did that. I love Let It Begin With Me, because when I practice that, I'm the one jumping off the crazy train. Sometimes I might be in a discussion or argument, and I'm like, wait a minute, I have the recovery tools. Maybe he don't, and I'm expecting more than I should. But Let It Begin With Me is giving that person that love that I would want for myself. So that's another good one. I can grab the tools one step, one day, one moment at a time. The Serenity Prayer works. And it helps me to not be upset with the many, many things. So I went through a lot of tools, a lot of slogans. And I'm going to read out of ODAT 301, October 27th. Because for me, the program was a bit overwhelming and I wanted to take everything in all at once, but I'm just going to read the latter part. If I learn nothing more in Al-Anon than to keep my hands off what is not truly my business, this alone will lighten and brighten my life. And anyway, that's what I have to share. And now I'm going to pass it over to Kevin.
Okay, I need this because I'm really quiet. I'm Karen.
Hi, Karen.
And my topic is peace. What is the meaning of peace? Freedom from disturbance, tranquility. Here are some words meaning peace: peacefulness, stability, harmony, quiet, serenity, tranquility, amity. Here are some readings from different aspects of peace. I'm just gonna. Can you hear me? Okay. We are powerless over the problem of alcoholism. When we can honestly accept this truth, it brings us a feeling of release and hope. We can now turn our full attention to bringing our own lives in order. We can go forward to spiritual growth, to the comfort and peace to be gained from the entire program. Step one. To find peace and serenity in our lives, we have to change. A challenging and perhaps fearful thought. We may have to relearn to take care of ourselves. When we are focused on other person's alcoholism and behavior, many of us develop the habit of putting that person's needs first. We may suffer from low self-esteem and not believe that we deserve to take time for ourselves. Whether we judge ourselves as good or bad doesn't matter. We are always defeated by alcoholism. In Al-Anon, we will find help. And then I have a member share. I admitted my life had become unmanageable, but for a long time, I could not believe that I was powerless over alcohol. I was certain I could make the alcoholic stop drinking by saying, if you loved me, you would never drink again. Several statements like that made sense to me at the time. I was a very demanding person. Before Al-Anon, I did not know that my demands were beyond the alcoholic's ability to respond. I didn't know that alcoholism was a disease. He told me that I didn't understand. He said it was not as simple as I thought it was for him to stop drinking. And then I went to step two. As we consider step two, it is often helpful to remember that came to believe is written in the past tense. Like all the steps, step two tells the experience of those who love, who have gone before us, and shows that over time we can find the answers to our dilemmas. Few of us walked into our first meeting firmly convinced that there was a power greater than ourselves that could bring good into our lives. If there was, why were we so unhappy and confused? Belief grows as we open our minds enough to consider that a spiritual resource could help us with our problems. We listen to the experience of others and want what they have: peace, serenity, happiness, faith, and joy. And then members share. On an overcast day in the fall, my life felt like it was already in winter with no end in sight. My husband called me at work with another disturbing problem. I felt so upset that I was unable to concentrate on my work. Once again, I became totally obsessed with the alcoholic and our recovery issues. Earlier that week, I had attended my home group meeting. I heard another member share how she removed herself from different situations to get a new focus. I thought maybe getting out of the office for a few minutes might help me now. I put on my coat, rode down the elevator, and decided to get a breath of fresh air. I opened the door to a chilly blast. Alone outside, I looked up at the sky and said, "God, I can't handle it. This one is all yours." At that instant, the last leaf on a nearby tree started gently floating to the ground. I stood there spellbound. As the leaf made a soft landing, I heard, "It's going to be okay. I can handle it." A tear rolled down my cheek. I realized for the first time that I had let go and let God. I felt at peace. And step three. As in the first two steps, step three can bring about enormous relief, taking responsibility for our problems and our loved ones off our shoulders. As we grow in the program, we find ourselves returning again and again to these basic principles when faced with new challenges. Step one, two, and three complete the preparation to begin taking action in our recovery with the steps that follow. We know that we cannot control everything and everyone in our lives, that turning our will and our lives over to the care of God, as we understood, God is our hope for serenity and peace of mind. And I'm going to read out of One Day at a Time, page 124. This is a story about a man who has dedicated his life to helping the families of alcoholics. On one occasion, he was invited to address an important Al-Anon meeting in a place about 700 miles from his home. Shortly before this event, he lost his beloved wife. Those who had asked him to appear thought he would certainly not wish to keep his speaking engagement, but he did. To one of the members who had expressed her sympathy, he said, "Let me tell you a story of an English woman at the time of the Blitz in the Second World War. Her husband had met sudden death, and her minister went to break the news to her. When she greeted him, she asked, 'Are you bringing me bad news that you come at this unusual time of day?' 'I'm afraid so,' the minister answered. 'Is it about my husband? Is he dead?' 'Yes, I am sorry to bring you such sad tidings.' She interrupted him to say, "Come in and let me make you a cup of tea." At his astonished look, she explained, "My mother taught me when I was a little girl that when anything very dreadful happens, I must think of what I would be doing if it had not happened, and then do that." He gave a moving and inspiring talk to the assembled Al-Anons. Everyone marveled at his ability to rise above his personal sorrow, but Phil realized he had distilled that sorrow into inspiration for us. And that's all I have.